What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, you gotta add the yeah now, you guys. Don't forget that. All right, I'm moving this table. Moving it. Oh, shit. Tito's. Tito's overboard. That's always good when I get a big wet fucking table. It's so I love vodka, but it really perspires too much. Or is that the soda water? Which is it? Okay, no talking, audience. Even when addressed directly. We're coming to you once again from, one of my favorite East Coast homes. I heard we're coming up on almost 40 shows taped here at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. Oh my God, you guys, it's Monday, June 26th, 2017, and I don't know what happened to me this afternoon. Just for hours now, I've had a fever for name tags. Let me see those beautiful, gigantic name tags. Tony Land, that's one of the biggest. Johnsters, Inc. is quite huge. And a Mulhouse is a good-sized one. Your Heinick instead of Your Highness, I like it. Tony Land instead of La La Land, Big Trouble in what? Little Richard? Wow, that's a whole different movie. The Big Meowski. Is your name Meow? Or you just like kitty cats? That's nice. Oh, so many good ones. Hot Rob, have I seen that one before? No? Okay. Thought I did. Oh, you know what one I did see? I did see this fucking pizza face over here. This guy's got like a pizza costume, and then it just says Mystic Brian on it. Ghost Bilsters, that's a classic. I've seen that one before. This is a fun memory game for me, you guys. Thanks for Baby Droover. I like that one a lot. I saw that one on the internet today, and You guessed correctly about one of the guests. Okay, two, I think, now that I think about it. Now that I'm looking at it. Show everybody what's on your poster. Two of that is here. All right, and I hope so. We'll see what happens. This is going to be a crazy one, you guys. Let me do some plugs real quick. Thanks for bringing all those name tags. Doug plugs. Sunday, July 2nd, Douglas Movies, that's this Sunday, returns to the Improv in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm doing stand-up at Wise Guys in Salt Lake City on Wednesday, July 5th. Bring a name tag if you want a chance to play Last Man Stanton. July 8th, Douglas Movies is back at Meltdown Comics in Los Angeles at 4:20. And I'm doing a Dabs Day stand-up show at the Punchline in Sacramento on Monday, July 10th. Dabs Day for all... Hey, wait a second. You did that yeah in the wrong place, dude. I just noticed. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DouglasMovies.com. That's why there was only one person who did it at the beginning, because he fucked it up. And I went with it. Oh, and I am also happy to announce that the next Douglas Movies here at the Gramercy is merely 5 weeks from tonight, maybe six. July 31st is. Probably about 6 weeks. July 31st, also a Monday. I expect to see each and every one of you here, and I expect each and every one of you to save $4 on the, you don't have to pay the service fees if you buy your ticket for $15 at the box office as soon as this show is over tonight. So have yourselves a Lexington and 23rd Street party. I hope some people brought vape pens. Yeah, get your tickets for the next one. I mean, if you know that you're not doing anything on Monday, July 31st, seems like you'd know offhand. And I like the pack. I like that you don't have to pay the service charge. Suck it, Ticketmaster.
That always gets a big round of applause when you say, like, if Ticketmaster's a shithead, that always works. If anybody wants to cross out what you wrote. And put something of value. All right, so I did all the plugs. Oh, just got to talk about what's in the prize bag that I brought. A nice water bottle thingy from the Provincetown Film Festival. I got lots of crocheted donuts. So I brought a bunch of those for the winner today. A cookie from the hotel. And one of my CDs, promotional tool. Oh, here's some weed I forgot about. That's mine. a little Christmassy peacemaker pipe. It just looks like you're just sucking on a peppermint thing or something around the holidays. And they gave this to me on the train. It's a Toffee Crunch Manifesto Blondie. Whatever that means. I'm like, I'm not putting that in me. That looks like it was already in somebody. All of that, plus the stuff brought here by my guests. I'm so excited about this. Please give a big, warm welcome to Doogie Horner, Rob Cantrell, and Edgar Wright. So as you can see, there's one seat remaining. One guest is running late. And I'd like to just start by commending Mr. Edgar Wright for getting here pretty much on time. It was like a Baby Driver situation for you to get from one thing to this thing.
Yeah, very much so.
It's Edgar Wright, everybody.
Nice to be back, Doug.
It's been a while.
It's been 4 years.
Four long years of no Edgar Wright on Douglas Movies.
It's a shame. And then it got extended by a couple of weeks when I got stuck in Houston, because out in L.A., Edgar was going to do the show with one of the stars of Baby Driver out Wednesday, John Hamm.
Like, and why are you telling them about a cooler podcast that could have happened?
Oh, no, this you three are cooler than that podcast, because there was a third loser on the panel named Kumail Nanjiani. Whose movie is at 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, the big sick. And we're so proud of him, but we're more proud of Edgar, whose movie is at 100%.
Whoa. I think it is currently at 99%.
Whoa, what? What didn't like it?
But I think, personally though, guys, I think 99 is cooler than 100.
It's like, isn't that what Get Out ended up with eventually? Like, there was one black guy that didn't like Get Out.
Ben Carson.
Yes. Yes. He wrote about it on his blog. So, I'm very excited that we were able to work out that you're here in New York doing tons of... you've been globetrotting doing press and screenings and interviews... for this movie, probably more so than any of your previous movies, I would imagine.
I think so. It comes out in the UK and the US at the same time, which I've never had before. So I was literally in London yesterday and did London press in the morning and New York press in the evening. It was a long day.
Yeah, and you popped over to Madrid for a second. And
Paris.
And then last night you're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Introducing a screening of the movie.
New York, London, Paris... Not Munich. Everybody's talking about pop music.
And speaking of pop music, the soundtrack to the movie is amazing, and I purchased it already. And I wanted to ask you a question about it, though. In the movie, the baby driver listens to music when he's doing getaway driving, and he drives to the songs, and there's tons of great songs on the soundtrack. But which song on the soundtrack plays longest in the movie? Like, which one comes closest to being heard in its entirety?
I think that is a very good question. I would say it's either going to be Queen, which is like 5 minutes long, Brighton Rock.
And most of it plays?
I think all of it plays. And then also the John Spencer track, Bell Bottoms, is also 5 minutes long.
And that's those play in their entirety. Those play all the way through.
They do.
And then both of those songs have like mood changes.
Absolutely.
If you will. Yeah, that's awesome. All right, so I got super nerdy on that question. I could have asked Edgar that in our spare time. But after this is over, you're going to rush off to some sort of reception for the screening that you just came from.
You can come too.
Oh, all right.
Not these guys.
Thank you. Wait, who? Me or Rob?
Doug.
Let's say hello to these guys. It's first of all, he won yesterday in Philadelphia and was willing to come to New York to defend his title. It's Doogie Horner, everybody.
Thank you. I feel like I'm going to lose today, but...
It's strong competition. I mean, wait till you see who's still not here yet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy. But thanks for making the trip, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Can I ask you a question about Baby Driver?
Absolutely. I did not like it, and I went on Rotten Tomatoes, and I said so.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa!
I said, that driver
is the one
way too old.
Guy.
He's not a baby, what? Not even a toddler. He's a young man, but come on, get real. It's
What publication do you write for?
What's that?
What publication do you write for?
I write for the Fishtown Star. It's the Penny Saver, and...
It's like a district in Philadelphia fish town, right?
And I was fired 2 years ago, but I still have my credentials. Nobody's noticed. And I still get my Christmas ham that they mail me every year. And I thought the driver was not a baby. He looked like he probably shaves. And he's got a driver's license. He's a full-grown man. And I walked out during the credits.
All right. Also joining us, a winner of the 12 Guests of Christmas here in New York 2 years ago, I think. It's Rob Cantrell, everybody.
Hello, New York City!
Now, in Baby Driver,
what do you want to know?
Are you psyched to see it?
You're very psyched.
Right?
That's yeah,
gonna
Kevin
be,
Spacey.
You're going to get so high and see that?
Well, maybe not. yeah, I would check it out for sure. I'm psyched to see it. Kevin Spacey's in it, John Hamm, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Psyched.
it's an extremely fun experience, and I'm very excited that, you know, everybody seems to like it, right? Like
that one guy.
But, you know, you have these screenings, right? And the response must be tremendous. Do you sit and watch the whole thing, or do you come in and out? How do you do it?
I've seen it maybe like four times now. I saw it at South by Southwest. I saw it in L.A. and London. And you have test screenings as well, which you have to sit through, which is always an interesting experience. So I've seen it a bunch of times.
Because that's just a bunch of dopes. Right?
I'm not watching it at the New York premiere because I'm here with Doug Loves Movies instead.
What?
What a way to win over the crowd.
That was the New York premiere you just ran over here from?
Yes.
Oh, no.
That's how much I love you guys. I've also seen it before.
And you'll be, you guys, if you want to see the movie and Edgar, the Regal Union Square on Saturday?
Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, because it opens on Wednesday.
Yeah.
On Wednesday night, the 7:30 showing.
7:50.
The 7:50. No, dude, I was trying to get them there on time. The 7:50 screening.
I say 7:30 for Doug.
Yeah. We'll have a Q&A with you after the film.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, I'll let you guys pull out your devices right now if you want to go buy a ticket. It's probably sold out already.
And should I get high to watch it, or should I go sober?
Oh, you know, great what? Question.
I mean, I would be interested. Well, can't you do it twice?
Yeah,
let
I
me
do
know
it
how
twice.
It goes.
I can do that for you.
I would love to know what it's like.
I'll do that back to back.
Okay,
go
cool.
in sober, then turn around, get high in the parking lot, and go back in.
I want you to email me after you do that.
I will.
I'll take on anybody that doesn't like it. There's nothing to not like about this movie. It's so fun. I guess if you're against criminals or some shit. If you're anti-crime, you might have some problems with it.
There is a real-life bank robber in the movie. There's a guy who is my technical consultant, this guy called Joe Lawyer, who in the 80s and 90s, L-O-Y-A, not lawyer like a lawyer, who committed 30 bank robberies in the 80s and 90s and went to prison for 10 years.
That we know about.
But he is in the movie. He plays a security guard on the receiving end of a bank robbery at one point.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't get a wow out of you, Rob.
I was
Rob.
Just wondering if he shot anybody. Was this guy, was he a violent guy, or was he I was going to cheer for him, but he may have killed somebody.
No, I don't think to my knowledge he ever killed anybody.
He's a cool bank robber, then.
Yeah.
That's the coolest.
I thought you were going to say, we have one bank robber in the film. It's John Hamm. I'm not supposed to tell anybody.
That he did it once.
He got away with it, but I'm drunk, and I got loose lips.
How many screens are we talking about, Edgar?
I have no idea, you know.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just out.
It's everywhere. It's not like,
yes,
it's not like a slow
release.
Rollout or anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Our friend Kumail's movie, Big Sick, did so well this last weekend here in New York and L.A. that it looks like they're adding tons of cities. So, yeah.
Nice.
But see Baby Driver first.
Twice.
Unless you see Big Sick today or tomorrow. But Wednesday is Baby Driver Day.
Yes.
And somebody sent me an emoji today. Oh, I had a chat with Justin Long where I invited him to participate tonight, and he said he couldn't make it. And then I said, okay, I'll say hi to Edgar Wright for you, because I knew he'd be like extra bummed that he couldn't make it when he knew you were going to be here. And he said, oh, I love that little scamp.
Ah.
And then he was like, I can't wait to see Baby Driver, but he used baby face emoji and then the letter D. So I think that should fucking catch on as shorthand for Baby Driver.
I don't know if you want to go
baby
around saying
Baby D, motherfuckers.
Baby D. That yeah. could be that
courtesy
could be
of our friend Justin Long. So
I think that could be something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
especially with Justin Long.
No, it could be a reference
Baby
to
D.
the president. Whoa, that one was a roller coaster.
That was fun.
So there's two questions I ask all the panelists, and since these guys have been on recently, I'll start with Doogie and ask you, what was the last motion picture that you saw?
Well, since this is my third show recently, I keep...
Right, you've been done 3 days in a row with this show.
Going further and further back, so it was... I can't remember. Then it was the Taken trilogy, which I watched with my dad for Father's Day. So you got to do. It's Father's Day. You got to, you know. And then the day before that, I was still at home, and I was hanging out with my little brother, and I asked him, tomorrow's Father's Day, what would you like to watch? He's not a father, but I was just, you know. And we watched Monkey Shines, which is one of his favorite movies. The George Romero picture.
That is an interesting choice.
He's an interesting young man.
Yeah, I know the poster for that movie has that little monkey with the cymbals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his eyes are crazy wide open. And yeah, I don't like that monkey.
Well, that's not the monkey in the movie. The monkey in the movie is just a normal little
cappuccino. That's what I'm saying. It's a bait and switch.
Oh, you were
but
upset.
But they tricked me into not going because I was like, I don't want to see that monkey. And then it's a completely different monkey.
It's almost like calling a movie Baby Driver. And then you get there and the guy's an adult, full-grown man walking around.
Oh, no, but he's a driver, though. He's at least a driver.
I'm sorry, Edgar.
It's half true.
My friend Mark Gatiss had a joke about that film. He said that the Variety review read, human performances are mediocre, but the monkey shines. Not my joke. That's Mark Gatiss' joke. I credit
him. You get the laugh anyway, dude.
He's not here.
That's how it works. Rob, what was the last movie you saw?
Oh, just the other night, Wonder Woman! Yeah, I loved it. Saw it with my wife, Alamo Draft House in Brooklyn. Had the Thai chicken sandwich. and the chocolate chip cookie milkshake.
Yeah.
I love that movie. I love the trip, like the beginning fight when they're on the beach and the girl with the bow and arrow with the triple arrow and she jumps up and goes, wow.
Spoiler alert.
That's a little action scene. And then, I don't want to spoil, but then the Steve Bannon cocaine shit is great. With the... that Ether World War I cocaine, Steve Bannon shit. Oh, yeah. Next level. Oh, that movie was brilliant. And it made my wife happy. We just made love, doggy style, all night.
Oh,
oh. Oh, sorry. I was trying to go
everybody,
positive.
Everyone let the first one go. You said my wife twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, Wonder Woman was great. I had a good time.
Yeah, I've discussed in previous episodes my minor quibbles with the film, but they're more like just a more broader, you know, it's like, is she ever going to have, in the next one, is Wonder Woman finally going to have her invisible plane?
Yeah.
And is that going to ever make any sense, this woman flying around in an invisible plane?
The invisible plane was in it, Doug. It was in every scene.
Yeah.
They just didn't bring attention to it.
I mean...
It's in every movie, actually.
How could you miss it? It was there the whole time.
I can't believe it. I'm so happy it's there. I'm going to go watch it again. After I see Baby Driver again.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, I saw it. I was at the South by Southwest, and it was super fun. Oh, so Edgar, the last movie you saw, you've been seeing your movie a bunch.
Genuinely, the last movie I saw was Baby Driver in London at my London premiere.
Right.
That's not a good
story. If
you're
answering honestly, which people never do.
That's the last movie I saw at the cinema.
Yeah.
The last movie I paid to see would have also been Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
I wanted like one poster to have the tagline, fighting for her rights in her satin tights. Which is an amazing lyric from the theme tune.
They could still do that on any of the sequels. That, right?
The sequel could be Wonder Woman 2, colon, fighting for her rights in her satin tights. Featuring Invisible Plane.
And that theme song was so good back in the day, but it's not in this film.
How'd it go, Rob?
Wonder Woman!
All the world is waiting for you.
Get it, girl.
Ah,
get
pump that up. Put a funky girl. Beat She's behind it all day. Get the Migos on
got
that thing.
Rope and go to go. What do you know? I wonder. Chain around. Spying all over town. Is a Wonder Woman.
Edgar, do you have any
My
thoughts
bitch is
about...
bad and bougie.
Do you have any thoughts about Wonder Woman?
I enjoyed it very much, though. I was very pleased for Patty Jenkins.
Right.
Who directed the movie, having a massive hit. The biggest ever opening weekend by a female director. My good friend Lucy Davis is in the movie from Shaun of the Dead. So mm-hmm. I was very happy to see her.
Yeah, she's fun in it.
I thought it was great.
Nice. Now, this next question you're going to love, Edgar, because it's the kind of thing where, I think you know that there's some massive holes in my movie viewing. I'm not a film student per se, but I've seen a lot of stuff. But I like
holes
to ask
so big
everybody,
you could fly an invisible plane through it.
I want you guys to try to name the best movie, the greatest movie that I've never seen.
Oh.
So you kind of have to take what you know about me into account, and then also a great movie that with me and my personality, I might not have watched it.
Have you seen the Ingmar Bergman film Persona?
What?
That's a no.
That's the answer to that one.
You think that might be the greatest movie I've never seen?
It is a great movie.
Yeah, applaud if you've seen it. That's pretty good. I'm impressed by that number, actually. Because, Ingmar Bergman, man, that's not a lot of, a lot of millennials aren't seeking that shit out. But, okay, so how would I see that, you think?
On DVD?
What's
that?
Blu-ray?
What?
On Filmstruck, something like that. It's very easy to find. I'll lend you my Blu-ray. How do you like that?
I love that, because I'll need to get a Blu-ray machine. But it's about time I have one of those, I think. They're not going to go, Blu-rays are going to be around for a while, right? We'll see.
Well, we can just hang around in New York until it's on at the Film Forum. I think it plays every 15 minutes.
I like that plan. Rob?
Two music ones.
Can two?
I don't think you know. Have you seen Wild Style? Wild Style it has Debbie Harry in it.
Oh.
Debbie Harry smoking a joint, listening to early Fab Five Freddy freestyling. It's a brilliant, brilliant film. It's a low-budget film. You should check that out.
How old is that?
What's that?
It's like from the 80s?
83, I would say. 82, I would guess.
You ever seen that, Edgar?
All New York, all Brooklyn.
I have not seen it, but I know what it is.
Yeah, okay. It's a brilliant film. It's after that came Beat Street, which was more of a mainstream film, which is a great movie. The ending of Beat Street with Melly Mel rapping. But Wild Style is an indie movie with Debbie Harry's in it all during like the CBGB days, and she looks so hot, and she's smoking a joint, checking out like early hip hop, and it's brilliant. Just for that scene alone, check that out.
Wow. I'd love to hear you describe it a third time. Join hip hop, Debbie Harry got it.
Yeah, I just thought I was like, what is Doug like?
What would Doug like
Doug
about
likes,
this?
Likes,
Doug likes repetition.
Yes. You do.
But I do. I do. So, yeah, I'll have to maybe check that one out.
Where do you think Last Waltz?
Where should all of these go in relation to Predestination? Have you seen Predestination?
I have not seen that one.
Yeah, see, that's one that people keep telling me is the one, and I don't know if they're messing with me or not, but people really like it, a lot of people, so that's my number one that I need to see right now. But number two is definitely some Ingmar Bergman thing. And my number five or six is probably Wild Style.
Check out Wild
and
Style.
I saw Beat Street. Saw the shit out of that.
What about Step Up to the Streets?
Don't let the street beat you. I am saddened to say that there is not a single Step Up movie that I have not watched.
Do you know what the Step Up franchise is called in France? This is true.
I love it already.
Sexy dance. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Look up the French poster of Step Up. It's called Sexy Dance.
What do they call Dirty
perfect.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Sorry?
What do they call Dirty Dancing?
Step Up. Step Up and Get Rid of That Baby.
What
you
call...
heard me.
Le Big Mac.
Did you say one yet, Doogie?
No.
Well, we're out of time.
I'm just afraid to say one that I think you should see, but I think you've probably already seen it. I don't know if I should go more obscure. My obscure one that I'm...
Take a shot. It might be something that I missed. You know, like I said, I haven't... There's huge holes in my...
The Secret of Nim?
Cinema... Of course I saw that.
Fuck! All right, Night of a Thousand Cats. Nobody's seen that.
Which one?
Tell us about it. Night of a Thousand Cats.
Night of a Thousand Cats. It's a... I think it's Italian. I know the lead doesn't speak English. He's an Italian guy, and it's all overdubbed.
Do you know what the Italian title of that is? Sexy dance.
There's this man, and he is very sexy, and you must see it. Are there cats? Oh, yes.
Are there that many cats, though?
I didn't get a chance to count them, but it's a lot.
Every time you tried to count them, you just fall asleep.
One, two, three. They're moving everywhere. They're not sheep, they're cats.
Oh, sorry.
But it's a
My bad.
Keep it down. Oh, you.
I'm just happy that you guys are more offended by a sheep joke than an abortion joke.
My kind of crowd. All right, so we really should watch that? You think it's great?
Well, it's a bad movie. It's one of those movies that's so bad it's good.
I'm not a it's so bad it's good guy.
Oh.
I'm like, it's bad, but it's good, or it's bad.
It's bad. Okay. But I mean, I think it's a really special film. It's not like, I mean, I legitimately like it, but it is
horrible. Haven't even seen The Room. I'm just not into the idea of going and just knowing that everybody thinks it's funny because it stinks. But I hear it's really funny. I trust everyone that says it's hilarious, but I just have never made that leap. And now there's this movie coming out about it with James Franco.
The disaster artist.
Yeah, and everybody, it's getting raves, and maybe I'll just, you know, skip right to that. Because I'm sure they'll recreate lots of the weird moments from the actual The Room.
Yeah.
And also, I saw a midnight screening of Room, and it wasn't funny at all. It was just Brie Larson and a kid. Edgar, you know I love Broadway, and I know you're into the theater.
What a segue.
Spelled R-E at the end. And I think you must be as excited as I am that Michael Cera and Chris Evans are going to be in a Broadway show together.
Yeah, it's a Lobby Hero, the Kenneth Lonergan.
Kenneth Lonergan, so it's going to be super depressing. But both of those guys are going to be in it. The two Scott Pilgrim dudes. That's so fun.
Michael Cera already did This Is Our Youth with Kieran Culkin.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I did.
Fantastic.
And Tavi Gevinson.
Tavi. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tavi Gevinson.
Yeah. All right. So, again, we'll talk about that later. It's not necessarily for everybody. Because, holy shit, I completely forgot to check and see if he made it. I think our fourth guest is here, and I'm so happy to bring him out. Let's give it up, everybody, for Mark Wahlberg.
How you guys doing? You doing good? Fucking A, you are. What's up, New York? What's up, Doug? Last movie I saw was Transformers of Last Night. You need to go see Follow Me, Boys, with Fred McMurray. Let's do this shit.
I've already seen Follow Me, Boys, with Fred McMurray.
So fucking good.
I've seen all the Disney classics and not so classic.
Where are we at? How many points am I behind? I'm going to win.
Well, I'm just glad that I remembered that you... How long were you waiting over there?
It's probably here, I don't know, 3-4 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I got in like 9 reps, so I'm good.
Have you been to one of those fancy... I see Edgar posting pictures all the time, fancy screenings of Baby Driver, where fancy people go and they love it. Have you seen Baby Driver?
I have not got to see it yet. Again, I want to tell you, I'm sorry. I turned down every role.
Wait, you were up for roles in his mostly British cast movies?
I hope you don't mind me saying, originally Edgar wanted to do like a whole Locke thing where it's just one guy, but I would play all the roles. And I just couldn't do it because I got Daddy's Home 2 coming out, baby.
All right.
Sorry, I was a little late.
No, that's fine. What were you doing?
That's why we're here. We're doing some pickups for Daddy's Home too. But I brought the whole family, and everybody knew I had to do this thing. And then Donnie got locked in the car. 45 minutes. Like, push up, Don. It whatever. He's out now. Everybody's fine. I'm here. Let's win.
All right. Do you have something for the prize bag?
Fucking A, I do, bro. We're doing an Eminem style, cleaning out my closet, and I got Peter Cetera, Gloria Love, Karate Kid Part 2. Lover Boy, Heaven in Your Eyes, Top Gun soundtrack. Both of these are 45s.
Thank you.
It's like a tiger the way he prowls the stage. I don't know if you guys can feel it out there in the audience, but it feels really dangerous on stage with him.
Feel it. Feel the good vibration.
Where did you say these were from?
Hold on, dude in the middle owes me $6,000 for saying those.
What do you? That's Rob Cantrell. Where'd you get these?
What's that? I had them at my house, dude.
All right.
Dude, we used to rock that shit on fucking Dorchester Avenue every fucking day, bro.
I was down the street flipping through records at that store down the street, and I'm pretty sure I saw these.
Look, I asked Donnie to run one errand. He said he found those at a thrift store. I wanted to be nice to people. I'll still fucking sign them. You're welcome.
All right, I'm glad we worked that out.
You got it, though.
Edgar, what do you got for the bag?
I got nothing. I'll find something.
Oh, okay. So that's whoever wins tonight, Edgar is indebted to you. He has to satisfy you somehow.
I know what I have. I got one ticket to the New York... Ah, shit. No. It's happening right now. One ticket to the New York premiere.
Wait, isn't there some sort of screening tomorrow night, maybe?
Oh, yeah. That could be worked out. Okay. You could come and
so that's their prize? 2 tickets to see Baby Driver tomorrow night?
Yes.
I like how you're like, I'll talk to the director.
I want to say it's at Bamrose Cinemas?
It's at Bam Cinematheque, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I'll tell you what, if Edgar can't do that, you and 50 of your friends, last night, Transformers, 9:50 screening, I'll fucking take care of it. Don't worry about it. Either way, you're going to win. So what'd that be, 51 people? No problem.
Like, I wonder how many people would watch that movie if it was free.
I mean...
Like, would it be a lot more? Are people just that cheap, Mark?
Well, the weird thing is, it would definitely probably already be their second time seeing it. Man, if it was free, does that count as charity work?
Your hair is really rocking in this new Transformers film.
In the new movie?
Yeah,
fucking
it's kind of shaggy.
I'm going to tell you a secret.
What?
Extensions.
That's a secret.
You fooled me.
Fucking A, bro.
Me too. I thought you really grew into doubt.
I know, man. The only thing that's real is the muscle and the perfection.
I had a question for you, Mark.
Shoot, bro.
Wahlberg, did they name it The Last Night because they're trying to fool people into thinking it's a Batman movie?
Batman's not even in it.
No, I know, but it sounds like, I just feel like you're using parts of the different, you're like the Dark of the Moon. And
no, dude, there's
the
fucking dudes
night.
With swords and shit.
No, I know.
Watch it again. You'll get it.
Okay.
I think Doogie's onto something. I think they have kind of a word salad that they go to.
Yeah.
And they're like, these words will just confuse people. Let's put them in the title.
Yeah. Are there GoBots in it?
The Dark of the Moon Returns.
There's tons of robots in it. What were you going to say?
GoBots?
I was going to say, I haven't seen the movie yet, Mark. I apologize.
That's okay, dude.
Who or what is The Last Night?
Like, who's The Last Night?
Yeah.
You're going to have to find out. It might be the old dude from Silence of the Eating Peoples.
Is there a chance, because how these big movies are made, you come in and you do what they say, is there a chance you don't know who The Last Night is?
There's a big chance. Literally, every single day, I don't do turnarounds. You guys are normal people. You don't need to know what that means. And every single time, I'm like, we good? And then I leave, sometimes before the movie's even done.
What's the best song on the soundtrack?
Oh, man. Party Like It's the Last Night.
By Andrew WK?
Yeah, dude. He's fucking crushing it.
I have a question, Mark. Why
you ask me anything, brother.
Why are you not in the first three?
Don't take this the wrong way, okay? Because you're going to have to learn this too. Sometimes people need to understand things by having made the mistake of not putting me in them. And so I was letting LaBeouf do a trial run. That played its course out. And then me and MB fucking crushed it. Two movies in a row, bro.
Good answer.
You're welcome.
Rob, what do you got for the prize bag?
I got invited to the Cannabis Film Festival.
Whoa!
It's not the Canfis Film Festival, but it was in Brooklyn at the With Hotel, so I got a t-shirt from that.
It's beautiful.
It's purple and black. And it's
I
called
love it.
The Cannabis Film Festival.
Yeah.
And they gave me some free rolling papers, and this is, it actually has like the filters in them too, so that's nice.
Okay.
And then you have my hip-hop CD, Dreams Never Die.
Feel it, feel it.
And it features Coffee and Weed, Go Go Remix, and Babies and Shit, which is all about babies and shit.
So thank you for that, Rob. And then Doogie has a couple of a thing.
I have a couple of one thing. it's a copy of my book, Some Very Interesting Cats, perhaps you weren't aware of. And if you email me, and everybody knows my email address by now, we've already established it. It's just my name. But if you get the book and you shoot me an email, I'll send you a download of my comedy album, A Delicate Man, also. So.
But you drew this extra cat in here yourself.
Oh, and there's a cat in there, too.
Yeah, you drew an extra cat.
Does it
there.
Say, it says Mew?
Mew.
Is that like Mark something Wahlberg?
Yeah. No, I say
Mew. Oh, that's fucking good, dude.
What is your middle name?
Elizabeth.
Okay.
Is it extreme?
No. For 2 years, I've been in a legal battle with some fucking dude in Rhode Island that already has this name. But we're trying to change my middle name to Successful. Because I just like the fucking ring of that.
So until but somebody that happens, else is successful?
What's that?
Nothing.
What's the best side at Wahlburger? Like if I'm going to get a side.
Oh, dude, you got to go those fries. My brother Paul fucking crushes that shit. But make sure you get the turkey burger. The Thanksgiving fucking turkey burger is so goddamn good. That's my favorite. Dude.
Oh, the turkey burger fucking with gravy?
Everything. You got fucking cranberry sauce on there?
Mm.
We do it right, dude.
All right. So,
Mark, what kind of drink should I get at Wahlburgers?
Probably like a root beer.
Okay.
This is the part of the show where I tell our friend Bert Kreischer to turn it off because I'm going to say, let the games begin.
come out of the shadows.
The house lights are up. Mark is on the move. All my guests know what to do. We'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Carvana. This is perfect for the Edgar Wright Baby Driver episode. Remember the last time you bought a car? Was it a good experience? Going to the dealership, haggling with a salesperson? Probably not. The last time I bought a car, it took me 4 hours. That's right, 4 hours on my day off, sitting around a dealership. It sucked. But I just thought that was the reality of car buying. Then I learned about Carvana, the nation's leading online car company. Get this, you can buy a car online from over 7,000 certified company-owned cars. Then have it delivered to you as soon as the next day, or you can pick it up, this is crazy, at the world's first coin-operated car vending machine. 4 reels, a car vending machine. And every car comes with a 7-day return policy. You can see if the car fits your life and return it if it doesn't and get a refund. That's way better than a 15-minute test drive. Plus, Carvana doesn't have all those salespeople, so you don't have to pay for them either. That means some serious savings on their vehicles. Skip the dealership and buy a car online. Check out Carvana.com/Doug to learn more. That's Carvana.com/D-O-U-G. It's the new way to buy a car. Today's episode is also brought to you in part by Simply Safe. Getting a good night's sleep is easier said than done, especially if you think you just heard a noise downstairs. What was that? Think about it. What do you do in that situation? You could turn on all the lights and keep watch, check your kids' beds every hour, sleep with one eye open, or you can rest easy knowing that your home and family are protected with Simply Safe. When you install your Simply Safe home security system, you're arming your home with powerful sensors that actually tell you if a door opens or if a window breaks. There's a 105 decibel siren that alerts you at the first sign of trouble, and a dedicated team of security professionals watching over you 24/7, ready to send the police. With Simply Safe, there's no long-term contracts, and around-the-clock monitoring is only $15 a month. So don't spend another night second-guessing your home safety. Get Simply Safe and go get some rest. SimplySafe.com/listen, L-I-S-T-E-N, will get you a special 10% discount when you order today. Again, that's SimplySafe, SimplySafe.com/listen for 10% off your order. SimplySafe.com/listen.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we're back. That was exciting. Doogie, what do you got?
I got, dude, where's Mike R? And it's
Doug,
Mike.
Where's my R?
Oh, sorry.
Mike R.
Doug.
And your name's Mike?
Where's my R?
And your last name is R? Okay. Good job, Mike.
Oh, and there's no shithead.
Yeah. Great guesses on who the guests are going to be. None of these people.
None of them.
Birbiglia, Ben Bailey. What's his name?
Ben Bailey!
Big J. Okerson, Bert Kreischer. Oh, and I'm the dog at the bottom. I'm a little doggy. That's cute. All right, Rob, what do you got?
I got an inflatable donut, and it has sprinkles, and it's Breakfast at Casey's, which is a reference to Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Which is a famous inflatable donut movie.
Yeah. I've never seen it, so
because
I
Audrey Hepburn, as Holly Golightly, gets hemorrhoids and has to sit on a donut. It's famous.
She loves sprinkles.
And then she talks to an Asian Mickey Rooney, and people laugh. Oh, right? That is not one you want to go back and look at again.
It's summertime, you know, you could take this to the pool, so.
Yeah, and then you have a matching donut in your hand as well.
Can I throw it?
Sure.
All right, should I go upper deck? This has sprinkles, it's going to shower the crowd! Oh! Did I make it?
I don't know, that guy's going to look. Oh no, he's just letting that lady in back to her seat.
I think it made it.
I think it was in the stairwell.
Yeah, made it.
Who wants a crochet one? I got it. It's got to be a challenge. I love it. I'm going to do that again.
Anybody?
I got a jelly star. Can I throw that?
Oh, I like that.
It's like a ninja star, but full of jelly. I'm going to go as high as I can, and it's going to drop down.
Oh, no. I don't think it dropped down totally.
Is everybody alive? Everybody cool? Mark, check on him. Check
Uh-oh,
on him.
Uh-oh, Mark's got one.
Two things before I throw this. First up, only try to catch it if you're up to date on your insurance payments. So I'm not doing that again. Secondly, you've got to promise me who, if you catches it, you'll work this off. Here we go. Let's do this shit. Who wants it? Welcome to the club. You ready? You ready? Okay, put your tit away. I'll throw it. Here we go. You ready, girl? Stand up. No, I'm looking at you. It's your special fucking day right here. Yes, stand up. Ready? That's on you.
One-handed.
You're welcome.
What was that, Doogie?
He wanted me to throw it to him, and I'd wound up to throw it to the bank, and then he's like, over here up front, and I had the same wind-up, so I just kind of lobbed it. Didn't work.
All right, have a seat.
Do you get what I'm saying, though? Hold on. So, you're confused. What All happened?
Right. What's the best exercise to work off a donut, Mark?
Hey, hang on a second. Sorry. We got games to play. What the fuck are you doing?
He's going to say crunches.
I'm a huge fan, Doug. I'm sorry.
I want to hear the answer.
It's the answer for every fucking one of these questions. Cardio. Cardio, cardio, cardio. Learn it. Love it. Say thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. Sorry, Doug. Thank you.
That's all right. Didn't really need that answer. We're going to start with a game called Purple Rain Man. Everybody gets to guess as often as they like. Do you know Purple Rain Man, Edgar?
I do not.
It's like, you know, Purple Rain Man would star Prince and Dustin Hoffman. And who would be second billed in that movie mashup? But, of course, Morris Day and...
The Time?
No.
Morris Day and The Time.
No, Morris Day and Tom Cruise. And then third billed would be those other people. Apollonia and Valeria Galino. So I'll start with third build, work my way up to first build, but the idea is the two names form the two sides of the title that's I've created a mashup movie title. First person to get it right, you can guess as often as you like, wins the game. Oh, because I lost interest in the name tags. No, everybody started throwing donuts. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Edgar, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Baby Droover. It's an alternate reality cast of Baby Driver starring Andrew Kalipa, Doug Benson, that's you.
Yeah.
Aya Cash, Mark Wahlberg, that's you.
Fucking A, bro.
Trey Gallion and Kumail Nanjiani in the part of Jamie Foxx. That film also comes out on Wednesday.
I like that. I'm down with it. And Mark, who are you playing for?
Animal House.
Oh, yeah.
And she drew this whole thing herself. It says, Doug Loves Movies, Animal House. And she promised me she did it, so.
Yeah.
I picked that.
I'm in the Tim Matheson spot at the bottom of the poster, so I couldn't be happier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm on there. That's rare.
R.I.P. Flounder.
Isn't that nice? All right, so we ran out of time for that first game, so we're going to play. Now, here we go. Purple Rain Man. Settle down. Oh, my God. Third billing.
Doug?
I didn't write this one down, but I know I only wrote down the answer, but I think I've got this. I like had this great idea and then I never looked up what the billing was. But it's still going to be even playing field. You guys all have to guess the same thing. And I think I got it. I think I got it figured out. We'll see. We'll see how this goes. No, I got it.
I'm glad I came back.
Okay. Here we go. Third billing, Brian Haley and Don Cheadle. Don't expect anybody to get it at this stage. But what might really help is if I say Joe Pantoliano, Joey Pants, and Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo, would be second billed in this movie mashup title. And top billed, people in the audience are going to get it, so don't say anything.
Is it American Jiggly?
No. I like it. But no. First build, Joe Mantegna and George Clooney.
Son of a bitch.
I'll give you another example I thought of. This might help jog your brains a little bit. I thought it'd be funny to do Rosemary's Baby Driver, starring Mia Farrow and Ansel Elgort.
Get Out of Sight? I mean, that doesn't...
It's something out of sight.
All right, so that's the closest we have to a winner.
Something out of sight or get out of sight?
Yeah. I mean, you said out of sight first, so you're the first to say half of it. But it's Baby's Day Out of Sight.
Ah!
Yeah, that one.
Jesus Christ.
I didn't expect that one to be so rough. But also, I thought
that
maybe...
famous Brian Haley movie.
I think you know all the movies with Baby in the title, don't you?
Not really.
Had to do your
research.
You
joined the pantheon of Baby-titled movies. Yes. There's lots of good ones. There's just Baby, which is a dinosaur movie.
Baby... was it something of the Lost Legend? Baby... Story of the Lost Legend.
Oh, yeah, it did have a full title. You're right. No points for me. All right, I think you're going to dig this next game, Edgar. You've never played it before, but it's called How High Can You Get? And we'll let Doogie gets to go first on this one, and then we'll go to Rob and Edgar and Mark. I'll tell you a genre of film, a type of film, and then... we do one round of everybody saying a one-word title that matches that genre. Then we do a round of two words, three words, till when you can't think of one, you're out. And the genre is movies where someone's girlfriend is in a coma. I'm just kidding. That's the big sick. It's movies that have a car chase. Car chase movies. So, Doogie, start us off, just a one-word car chase movie.
Bullet.
Yes. And if you wrote, if you match the movie that I wrote down in advance at any point, then you win the whole thing.
Oh, can I change my answer?
Oh, to something you think I would have said?
Yeah.
I don't think you will. Rob?
Speed?
Speed, yeah. That is a lot of chasing.
A lot of chasing.
It's all chasing.
No, Ronin? Sometimes in an elevator.
Ronin.
Ronin is what I wrote down. What was your going to be your second one, Doogie?
Drive.
Oh, yeah. No, I wouldn't have wrote that. I wrote down Ronin.
Close to. How'd you know he wrote down Ronin?
Huh?
How'd you know he wrote down Ronin?
I didn't. I just
it's just a great one-word car chase movie.
Great car chase.
You're good at this game.
Yeah.
It's a natural.
Mark, what did you have one?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
Ronin?
No, it's, you have to say something different.
Drive?
I'll give you two more.
Those were the two I had.
Yeah, they were?
For real, yeah.
Oh, okay. But just for laughs and giggles, let's do two words. What's a two-word one? Everybody just guess until you get the one I wrote down.
Mad Max.
Blues Brothers.
Oh, nice.
That's called The Blues Brothers. Oh.
Them Blues Brothers.
Yeah, save it for three words. What's a two-word one, Edgar?
The Driver.
Yeah. That's an awesome movie. I think did I see it on the big screen because of you? Did you program it and I went and saw it?
I programmed it at the New Bev, yeah.
It's awesome. Mark?
Isn't there a movie called The Chase?
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah.
There sure is. Charlie Sheen and Christy Swanson.
French Connection?
That's the French Connection.
And keep saying ones out of turn that I have in my back pocket.
I'm going to kill
the next
round.
No, there are no turns anymore. We're just having fun. But the one I wrote down is Foul Play.
Oh, come on.
It sounded like you were ready to say that no matter what I said.
Can I guess your third one?
It's pretty amazing car chase at the end of Foul Play. Three words.
The Italian Job.
No shit.
Great movie.
I think Edgar can get this one.
Oh, I think.
But go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say Cannonball Run, but that would have been good on the
list. The Cannonball Run.
Was it The Cannonball Run?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah. The Cannonball Run.
Okay, I'm going
to
go.
Now can I go before somebody says mine, or do I still have to wait my turn?
Can I go? I got one, Mark.
All right, we'll let you go. You're not going to say mine.
In a similar vein, The Gumball Rally.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's another good one. That's not the one I wrote down, Mark. You can
take
it all.
That's because you wrote down Days of Thunder. Are you fucking kidding me?
That is a race car movie, not a chase.
Oh, they're not chasing each other? Because I'm pretty fucking sure they're chasing each other all fucking day, dude. You're right. Nobody's trying to catch up to anybody in that fucking movie.
Yeah, but in a car chase movie, they're going to do something to them when they get to them. They're not just going to pass and wave.
That counts as something.
Yeah, well, seriously, you could bust out all the Fast and Furiouses when we get up into those high numbers.
I'm waiting.
But for three words, I went with, "What's up, Doc?"
Ah.
Another chase scene in San Francisco. Four words.
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Wow.
Okay. Does anybody else have one? We don't have to go in order.
Yeah, I got one.
The Need for Speed?
Well, that's not a thing.
Need for Speed. Three words.
Oh, okay. Three words.
It should be. It should be.
I thought you were just quoting Top Gun.
Edgar, do you want me to
turn? They chase each other in planes.
I was just guessing.
Dare.
Four words. Dirty Mary Crazy Larry.
That's the one I wrote down.
Son of a bitch. You're good. You're really good.
I guess I'll go for fun again.
It's all for fun. Feel it. Feel it.
I'm going to be honest. You owe me $6,000. I'm going to be honest. This is... Not in, is this what your guys' lives feel like every day? Here we go, ready?
Yeah.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down.
No, it's worth, it's, I've written it down already. Five words. Anybody.
Any which way but loose.
Was it a chase movie?
They yeah, chase each other around Clint Eastwood a little bit. And the monkey.
Okay.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yeah, they chase around.
They probably chase
yeah.
each other at one point.
After the fantastic racist opening.
Forgot about
any other
this.
Five words?
The Fast and the Furious?
Yeah.
That's four, right?
The Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
I'm crushing it. This is the crushing
all,
it end.
We all have our six-word movie locked and loaded.
If this five-word title I wrote down was a snake, it would be biting all of you.
Snakebite Canyon.
That's not because it's a snake title. That's an old expression that it's right in front of your face so close. If it were a snake, it would bite you.
Dude, where's my car?
That would be funny if it was on one of your name tags. Yeah, I wrote down National Lampoon's Animal House. It's only four words.
As a car movie?
Are you for real? Because I swear to God.
Chase. Well, at the end in the parade.
They do, yeah, the car.
Are you shitting me?
No. What?
I didn't write that down.
Oh, thank
Calm
God.
Down.
I one, swear on Donnie's life I thought of it.
We're on five words.
Five words.
Yeah. That was four words, and I was joking.
Smokey and the Bandit 2?
That's correct.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's the snake I was talking about. All somebody had to do was add a 2 to the four-word title. Now, six words. This one's going to maybe cause some controversy, so I'm glad we already have a clear winner. Because the one I picked, one could argue it's not six words. Is that a clue? I don't know.
Oh, I know what it is.
What is it?
To Live and Die in L.A.
That's correct.
Edgar, I love it you to death, and I'm going to do this for you, okay?
No, don't. Don't.
You deserved the mic drop, bro. You deserved it.
You must direct yeah, movies.
Oh, I see. You were doing the mic drop for him. I don't only play for the listeners. But it also might sound like you just smacked the mic out of his hand.
Never.
I love you, but I'm just doing this for you, for your own good.
The only times I say later. That to Donnie.
But so, what do we think? Is L.A. one word?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it kind of means one city, so yeah, that's a...
Oh, yeah.
One you could argue about if I cared. And then, what do you think for seven there, Edgar?
I might be...
I don't think you are. Long title that has car chase in it?
The Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift.
I like it. That's not what I wrote, though.
I have one.
Okay.
Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines.
That movie about flying machines?
But there are a bunch of car chases in it, too.
Oh, there are. No. First I heard about a car chase in that movie. Next thing you know, they'll be telling me there's car chases in the Great Walder Pepper.
I think there is.
The one I came up with for seven words is It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. Yeah, yeah, which is just one long-ass car chase. But that was super fun, and thank you for playing. Edgar's our winner, so that means he gets to go first in Bringing It Out Special just for you, Edgar, the Leonard Maltin game.
Kids love Leonard.
May I have another Tito's and soda, dear Gramercy Theater?
Could I have one also, please?
Two Tito's and soda. Do you need fruit on yours there, Doogie?
Sure.
I go fruitless.
Okay, I'll go fruitless.
Okay.
Whatever Doug does.
Two with no fruit, you guys.
Can I get a Jack and Coke and a kettlebell? A literal fucking kettlebell.
Okay, so you guys know how this works. We're going to play to 2 points, and you get to bid on how many names you think you need to hear to discern the title of a movie as described by the esteemed Mr. Leonard Maltin. And Edgar, you get to go first, then we'll go to Mark Doogie and Rob, and we switch the order around each time, and Edgar... you get to pick between 3 categories. Would you like, and now I don't tell you what they mean, the categories, so you just have to try to guess which one works best for you. Halloween is one of the categories, or sausage party, or we are farmers. Which one of those would you like?
They nailed it. They nailed it. Let's go for Sausage Party.
Sausage Party is movies featuring only men listed by Leonard. He's only listed men in this cast of this movie from the year 2000. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He calls it a farce and also says that it is fresh and funny. And he lists, yeah, as always, unhelpful clues.
It's a movie.
And he lists 12 men. Double checking now to make sure I just didn't, there wasn't a manly name of a woman. I think we're good. How many can you get it in, Edgar?
4 names?
Whoa. Very impressive opening bid, Mark. What do you think?
I mean, first of all, I love that confidence. I think I gotta go name that movie, bro.
All right, Edgar, would you like to hear all the clues again?
Sure.
Okay. Spilling on myself again. That's one thing about the Gramercy. They fill it up to the brim. Oh, thanks, dude. I wasn't nearby because I was going to drink some of it.
For the listener at home, there's a play within a play happening.
Now on Broadway, the podcast that goes wrong. All right, here we go. The category is Sausage Party. It's movies only men are listed by Leonard from 2000, 3 stars. It's a farce, and it's fresh, and it's funny. And it's amazing. I've read the whole review. Leonard only uses words that begin with F for the entire review. And your 4 names, reading from the bottom of the top 12 actors, are... And go ahead and say it as soon as you know it, just to show off.
I might not know it.
Jason Fleming, Stephen Graham, Lenny James, Robbie G.
Is it Snatch?
Yes.
The fucking Robbie G. As soon as he said Robbie G, I'm like, that's an English motherfucker right there.
Did you ever work with him?
With Robbie G?
Robbie G.
No, dude, I never fucking work with Robbie G. But the correct question is, has Robbie G ever got to work with you? But it's fine.
Yeah, so then there's lots more dudes' names, including Jason Statham and Brad Pitt and Dennis Farina, and the top name is Benicio Del Toro, because it was really kind of an ensemble thing. But Leonard, I go more than 3 stars for that one. Personally, but good job, Edgar. You've got 1 point.
The famous.
You're so good.
Everybody's favorite farce, Guy Ritchie's Snatch.
Yeah, it's not what I would call a farce.
Brad Pitt,
yeah, that's a very
French farce. Snatch.
It's a very misleading clue, and the words he uses is violent farce, which I guess that makes sense because it's sort of like a slamming doors, but instead they're accidentally. Shooting each other.
In the doors.
Yeah. But, all right. So, Like I said, Edgar's got 1 point, and we turn the beat around, and...
sexy dance.
Rob gets to go... Doogie gets to go next, and then it'll go to Rob. And you get to pick Doogie between... These kind of sound the same, but we'll see what happens. Squeakwools.
Ooh.
Getting some tail. Or cable billing.
What was the third one?
Cable billing.
Oh. I guess I'll go with the squeakwool.
Okay. Squeakwool is sequels that may or may not have chipmunks in them.
May or may not. So
yeah, it could go either way.
Could be any movie.
Not any movie. It's got to be a sequel.
Do or don't. Wonder Woman's Invisible Plane might be in the film.
Hey, man, you know, if you'd picked cable billing, it would have been movies featuring Josh Brolin. Get it? A little Deadpool humor for you, if you want to call that humor. All right. 14 names, Doogie. This movie is from 2013. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He says about this movie that the lead actor takes ownership and has star power. And he also says about this movie that it's a superior sequel.
Mm.
3 stars,
oh.
And yet somehow superior. And he names 14 names.
I guess I'll go 12.
I mean, from where I'm sitting, you might as well just say 14. Like, why
I'll why go even? 13 and a half.
No, you got to stick with the original bid. 12, Rob, what do you think?
Do we have to, you have to say the whole title, or can you just
You have
say,
to say the correct full title.
I'm going to pass on this.
You just like to leave the game entirely, or?
Yeah, I, it's a conscientious
objector.
I know
one franchise has chipmunks in it, but I just don't know the other words.
Right, so
it.
You're challenging Doogie to get it in 12 names?
Can't I pass it to... This way?
Doug, this is a former Leonard Maltin game champion.
Doug, could I just for a second here? Rob,
yes.
Kudos to you for living your best life.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Mark.
A solid thank play you. Here might to be to not pass.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I got you, Mark. I thank you so much for that advice.
You do whatever you want, bro. You can Donnie it up if you want.
No, you've been around.
You say another number if you don't.
That's what I'm going to do.
No, okay.
now all of a sudden you're like, I know.
I do. I would say I can name that in 10 names.
All right, again, no need to go crazy shaving off names. Could have just,
well, I'm not that confident about
you
it.
Just, well, no, you could have just removed one name.
But I thought I'd speed it up a little bit.
Doug, no, could I just for a second?
I don't know what's happening here. Because Edgar, it's on you now. And what do you think? Could you bid less names?
I'll go 8 names.
There you go. There's a true player right there.
7 names.
Doogie.
Name it.
We'll see.
All right, you get 7 names, and they are...
Wait, what year was this again?
Oh, I'll give it up to you again. It's 2013.
Oh, shit.
It's a sequel that may or may not have chipmunks in it. That's more of a memory thing for me than anything. And 14 names. 3 stars from Leonard. And okay. He said stuff about the lead character being whatever the fuck I said before.
He owns it. He takes ownership.
Yeah, whoever it is playing the lead takes ownership. Amanda Plummer, Jenna Malone, Sam Chafin, C-I-A-F-I-N. I've never known how to pronounce that. Toby Jones, is it? Jones?
Yeah, I know what it is. I just don't know if I know the full title.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
That's where I was.
Uh-huh.
Let's hear it, Mark.
Hunger Games, Catching Fire.
That is correct.
I know my Toby Jones, motherfucker.
It is so scary the way he pops up like that. It's just like,
that's
when you're this
power.
Close, it's...
It's called straight fucking power.
You can feel the heat coming off of it.
And that one doesn't have check marks in it.
All right, so Edgar gets to... Edgar gets to go first now, and then... right? No, wait. No, Rob, and then it goes to Edgar. And Rob, you get to pick a category.
Fun.
Would you like the category that I call worst guests? Or would you like ice knowing you? Or hot tub time machine?
We'll go with hot tub time machine.
All right. Hot tub time machine is movies with a hot tub or time travel or both.
Love it.
Three
Love
and a half stars. 3.5 stars for this movie from 2002.
How could it not?
What? Okay. Leonard says this is a superb human comedy. And he says it's enhanced by a perfectly nuanced score. And then he names 9 names. How many, Rob Cantrell?
I can name that in 5 names.
Okay, that's a bold bid. Which way is it going? It's going to Edgar.
What year was it again? 2002?
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? 5 names. I'll go 4 names.
Edgar says 4 names, Mark.
-1.
What is happening?
I've been waiting a long fucking time to play this game again, and I'm not passing this shit up.
I think I screwed up the order, though. But anyway, maybe not. Doogie?
I mean, you know I'm going to say name it. I don't know -1.
I'm going to give a lesson here to everybody listening and everybody in this room. You too, Rob. What I'm about to do, right or wrong, I'm going to do with confidence. And that's going to make it a-fucking okay.
Yeah. I like it.
Am I good to go?
Sure.
Look good, feel good. You look good, you feel good. You want name that movie? Or do I go movie that name? I forgot it's been so long, brother.
You can do them in either order. I just need the top billed person and the name of the film.
Jack Nicholson, About Schmidt.
That is correct.
Mark.
It's about that time.
But here's the sad thing I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show is that the winner today, the prize is that none of us are going to go see your movie. And instead, we're going to go see some other movies that are out right now. Is that okay? But yeah, we're going to eat at Wahlburgers. That's never going to stop. I'm just joking around, Mark. Do you want to throw a victory donut?
Fucking A, I do, bro. And I'm going to say something right now, because I know you're going to see it anyway. Go fucking see Baby Driver first.
What a good guy.
See it twice. See it twice.
We're going to rookie of the year this shit and float it. Strike one.
Where are those two going?
Show's over. I won, bro.
Satcha. They're beating the crowd out of here.
Yeah. You don't get to the top of Everest and keep climbing.
Hey, lady, you dropped the donut. Where are you? There she is. Right into her goddamn hands.
Way to
Nailed
go.
It.
Way to fucking go.
Nailed it.
Edgar, this has got jelly in it. Give it to him. Holy shit!
Such a good vibration, sweet sensation. Such a good vibration, sweet sensation.
You sing that song one more time, you're gonna meet Donnie with a fucking baseball bat.
I love it.
For listening at home, I made everybody's dream come true by touching one of them.
She caught a crocheted donut in two hands, and then a real donut in one hand, and then got a Mark Wahlberg hug. Like, I can't believe that was amazing. Who's got it on video? Post that shit. But thank you to everyone for being here and for going to see Baby Driver on Wednesday and on Thursday on Friday. Make it your 4th of July weekend like goal to see Baby Driver as many times as possible. And, you know, pop into last night without buying a ticket.
Whatever, it counts.
What do you got to plug there, Doogie Hoerner?
Check out my album, A Delicate Man, on iTunes or Spotify or whatever. Check out my books, Some Very Interesting Cats, perhaps you weren't aware of, Everything Explained Through Flowcharts, 100 Ghosts. And you can follow me online at Doogie Hoerner on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks.
Rob Cantrell.
I had a blast. I have a new website, robcantrell.com. Has all my stand-up dates. I'm doing a bunch in Brooklyn that are coming up. A lot of fun. And I'm recording a new stand-up album in August. So check that out. And Rob88Cantrell at Instagram. I'm having fun with that.
Feel it, feel it.
Feel it. No, I'm going to get, he might punch me. I got to cool off.
Yeah, I might.
Was any of the Funky Bunch music considered for the soundtrack of Baby Driver?
Too expensive.
Oh, okay.
But worth it.
Did you have any songs that you wanted that you couldn't get because they're too pricey?
No, not really. Yeah, when you're writing, you're smart enough to not write the Beatles or Led Zeppelin into a script.
Yeah. All right. And what more can we say? June 28th, it's 2 days.
June 28th, Baby Driver. See it large and loud.
Large and loud, that's right.
And sober and baked.
What are your favorite, like, just offhand, do you know some of your favorite cinemas that it'll be playing in? There's that beautiful signage at the Arclight in Los Angeles.
It's at the Cinerama Dome. It's also at the Vista, which is one of my favorite
cinemas. Oh, that's a cool one,
that means nothing to this New York crowd, though.
No, but, you know, people are listening in L.A. and going, yeah, we should go see that at the Vista. And
it's at BAM?
It's a BAM.
Awesome.
Is there like a next
so
thing?
The Alamo, Brooklyn? Draft
House? Yeah, in Brooklyn. Get the Thai chicken sandwich. Really good.
I think you should be on my food podcast.
You know what else is in Baby Driver?
I would love to.
What?
The Invisible Jet.
It's in every movie.
It's in every scene.
It's here right
that
now.
That Baby Driver's so good, he can drive a car and an invisible jet at the same time. It's just the car pulls into the invisible jet and off they go.
All right, Mark?
This November, look for Daddy's Home 2. Just me helping Will Ferrell be funny again. Last night's in theaters right now. You're welcome. You've probably already seen it by the time you're hearing this. We've got another season of Wahlburgers coming out. Plus, we just opened a new location in Las Vegas right next to the Flamingo. So go fucking eat and be happy.
Turkey burger.
Other than that, Donnie's out of the car. Let's fucking party tonight.
All right, before I do this final thing, we have to say goodbye to Edgar because he's racing back to the event that he came from to be with us here tonight.
It's true.
Yeah, so you should probably go.
Oh, and I wanted to give the winner, I'm not sure about the, I wanted to give the winner the album on double vinyl. I don't have it with me, but give your details to Doug and I'll get it to you.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. So just, you know, hit me up on Twitter. I'll get your, who was it that you...
Anna.
Who, Anna Amal?
Yeah, Anna Amal.
What's your
House.
Twitter name, Anna Amal House? Serious Seahorse? Yeah, I'll remember that. I'm so tired of all the silly seahorses out there that finally a serious one came along and... And I'll never forget you. So we'll work that out for you. Congratulations. And also come get your bag of stuff. And thank you again to Edgar Wright. Thank you so much for being here, dude.
Thank you. It's an honor to lose to you, sir.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah, oh, you're going to give the name tag back. That's very sweet, but we need it for something. Need to destroy it. Cash looks so cute on there. Dude, you can go.
I'm going. I'm out of here. I love you all. Later, Edgar.
Yeah, he's got like a hard out, so I want him to make it back to that other thing. And then there were just three sweet little children left. Hop into my boat. There's no earthly way of knowing. All right, so she can also get her name tag back, Mark, if you want to give Anna Mall House her name tag back. Do you want it back? Yeah, she wants it back. She wants it back.
What's up, girl?
Whoa, this is going to be a controversial shithead on the back of this baby Droover thing. Here, give me.
He didn't write one. He's
going to do it now?
Doing it now.
Interesting. It's going to be a real up-to-date, spontaneous shithead. Yeah, and pass me yours, Rob. Because I got to read that. You don't have to read it. I just need it.
Dear Mark, I love your... Okay.
I'm not even sure. Did you know what that said, Rob?
No. I had no idea. That's why I was doing
Doogie,
that.
Doogie, what does that say?
Shithead.
Don't say it out loud. Yeah, what, shithead, I know that part. Oh, really? Salino and Barnes? Injury attorneys? They split up and they're suing each other? How does that song go? Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys. 808-8088.
They nailed it.
You reap what you sow, I guess.
All right, so did he write something down?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I will read these in a second. One more time for all these dudes. Mark Wahlberg, Rob Cantrell, and Doogie Horner.
Thanks to the Gramercy. Thanks for putting tickets on sale for the next one, July 31st. Come back for that, you guys, and buy your tickets for $4 less. And they'll be on sale to the general public, I guess, soon. Probably right away. And as always, Celino suing Barnes is a shithead. David Lynch is a shithead. I mean, I'm only one in on Twin Peaks, so I'm not mad about it. Am I going to get mad? Okay. I heard there's a great scene where somebody just paints shovels for 6 minutes. So I'm looking forward to that. And a shithead we can all agree on. Anyone who doesn't see Baby Driver is a shithead.
Looking to unsuck the experience of going to the dealership? Then Carvana can help. With Carvana, you can browse, buy, trade in, and finance your next vehicle online from the comfort of your home. Choose as soon as next day delivery or pick up your vehicle from the world's first coin-operated car vending machine. And wave bye-bye to buyer's remorse with their 7-day money-back guarantee. Go to Carvana.com/DOUG for the new way to buy a car. Vroom, vroom.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.